why not just, you know, not fuck somebody with AIDS? That's the other option.
Do you need some help?
Has the show actually started yet? Or is this,
this is the show, I guess, okay. Yeah. This happened on fucking Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Everybody can get honked. You can get honked. Yeah. It's in the honk. It's in the wheel. What do you tell? Why don't you tell GM?
There is a famous, there is a Catholic patron saint of AIDS.
Nigger here all the time. It's not like we don't mean it racist.
Well, I don't say it. Don't say we say it all the time.
Oh, we don't?
Puerto Ricans say it like you own it. You PRs are like fucking, it's like you're officially black or something. When did that happen?
Tomorrow I'm doing a PR Russian, benefit. But... if I had the address and the
that was Puerto Rican benefit?
Yeah, and the benefit for Puerto Rico, yeah.
Oh, for Puerto Rico. Yes. For the actual Puerto Ricans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, sure.
Like me, Puerto Rican.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get to keep any of it.
Yeah, I'm a Russian. That has nothing to do with it.
That's right. You're Russian. Russian, Puerto Rican, Jew.
Just Russian. Well, Belarusian.
Aren't you?
And more. Well, I'm Russian, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, you're everything. You're Russian.
Mostly Soviet.
Soviet, you say. Not even Russian, but Soviet.
Puerto Ricans are not Soviet. That's why they're... Mm-hmm.
Soviet Republic.
I'm not so sure about that.
Not like they're Cubans.
Yeah, the Cubans.
Cubans.
Cuba was a very interesting experience.
So fucking
good medicine because of communism. Yeah.
Okay, no.
Good medicine because of
Cuba does not have good medicine because of communism. That hospital is actually, it was Che Guevara's like best friend who started it. And no, a lot of people move to the United States from Cuba and get married to have better medicine because when you start to ration, which is what you get under a not so great national health care system, that becomes Cuba. And people there can't even get their insulin. Cuba's health care system is a disaster.
Healthcare system. I'm talking about the molecules. I'm talking about they have a lung cancer fucking medicine now. That's really
good. You have the lung cancer of medicine?
Yeah. Because, see, the thing is, capitalism, which is great, you know, it's the best form of democracy we have.
So lung cancer medicines that you're probably referring to treat lung cancers that have a genetic.
Is there a test
component?
You have to take to get on?
Well.
And there's ear sonar guns, too.
You're experiencing the
test. Yeah, so the lung cancer medicines that you're probably referring to have a genetic component, and that's only in a certain amount of the population. But I have to tell you that when I went to Cuba, Lucky Strike sponsored the grocery store.
That's awesome.
And the smoking in that country is like
stuff
over
the
babies. No. Like, I went there in December of 2016. People there are smoking like it's still 1950, and...
Yeah.
It is impressive that the lung cancer is not off the charts, but I think the drug that you're referring to is Keytruda.
I guess they're overblown on that.
And basically, it only will help people who have those specific genetic components. But if you think that Cuba's healthcare system is
not the system,
well,
the medicine. I think some of the medicine.
They don't even have insulin. People move here who have diabetes. What do you mean the medicine?
Well, important thing.
They don't have Pepto-Bismol.
Well, they don't need that. They got, like, lung cancer. That's.
I was kidding. I don't really know anything about
lung cancer.
Cuba, the only thing that they did really well, and by saying really well, I mean they.
Your sonar guns.
No. They combated HIV/AIDS in a good way by. Doing bad things. So what they did...
It's always like that.
So Cuba basically was like,
AIDS. Kill gay people with AIDS?
They were like, AIDS. And so they got the entire country to be tested. It wasn't an option, okay? So then they just hoarded everybody who tested positive into camps. Yes, I said camps.
I've been saying for years this is what we should do.
There were camps. And... They said that they re-educated them and they...
They go away to AIDS camp.
Reprocessing before they let them back
more
out
fun than summer camp.
Into the
sex.
Society. But I have a feeling that it was possibly inhumane how they went about it. But they did cut the spread and the rates back by doing what they did. And the most important thing they did is they demanded that the entire population get tested, which Australia also did, which we did not... Mother knew.
You think we should have done that?
Yes, I think we should have made it a mandate, a federal mandate, that everybody get tested.
And then what?
And then the people who found out that they had it, we could give them treatment and we could educate them about, you know.
How not to get it again?
How not to transmit it.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that they had it. So Cuba did a good job with that.
You seen the ones that shot himself up with AIDS just to get into clinics? Yeah, it's like a whole Vice thing. They shoot themselves. The ex-punk rockers, they're like 50.
I've lied to get out of school. I think I got a cold, Mom.
AIDS is a big rush, though. You know what I mean?
You feel the cells fighting each other and shit.
AIDS.
Oh, that rush.
But it's a terminal illness.
Coursing through my veins.
We have a really big... Truvada, though, is definitely making big strides. So if you...
Gotta get your AIDS dealer to come over in the middle of the night.
Yeah, if you take Truvada as it is prescribed and you have intercourse with somebody who has AIDS, you won't get it.
Well, yeah, but, you know, why not just, you know, not fuck somebody with AIDS? That's the other option.
You don't know if they have it.
You know, you could have AIDS and I could have AIDS, you know?
I don't have AIDS.
You don't know that?
I do.
Did you get tested 15 minutes ago?
Well, I have been tested since my last partner. Thank you.
Oh, right.
So I do not have AIDS.
Last partner? Is it your last one?
No, since my prior partner.
Your most recent one.
You
I see.
Usually say since your last partner.
Okay. Who was that and how long ago was this? Jesus Christ.
Nothing happened.
Get him out!
AIDS got me all.
Get the fucking towels, wipe that shit up, and leave.
Also, something that a lot of people don't know is it takes time for the antibodies to build up. So it's not like you can have a one-night stand and get tested the next day, because that's not going to show you anything.
How long do you have to wait?
Honestly, really, like 8 weeks.
Your seat's everywhere.
Oh.
8 weeks?
Because it's,
so it's been at least 2 months.
It takes a certain amount of time for the antibodies to build up, yeah.
So how long now has it been?
More than 2 months.
More than 2 months. Well, why?
That's all you're getting, Pat.
Well, why?
Because that's all I want to say.
But why? What's the difference? We're talking about adult shit.
We are. Do you need us?
Has the show actually started yet? Or is this
this is the show, I guess, yeah. Sometimes it starts like this.
Cuba, Truvada, AIDS. How long has it been since Alexis has been laid?
Right, that'll be the next note.
It's almost like Dr. Seuss.
How long?
Paper towels.
Just give it to me in like, you know, vague terms.
More than 2 months, less than a year.
Okay, good. That's good. Okay. See, now that's already, like, I guess I lost the over on that, because I would have had the over if it was a year. I thought it'd been a while.
I don't know a lot of women that have gone more than 3 months.
Right. It's rare, huh?
Very rare, yeah.
Although I occasionally run into one, you know? I'll tell you something. I'll tell you what's fun. Find a girl who's gotten a divorce recently, you know, a friend, and give her a hug. Oh, my God.
Oh.
The feeling that she has, you can tell she's, like, wet.
Comes with a hand job.
Yes.
You can't get AIDS from a hand job.
From giving you a hand job.
No, you can't.
She comes with giving you a hand job. That's how long it's been.
You know, the friction, like, in the vagina, you know?
Well, unless it spits into the next orifice. I mean, that would be complicated.
AIDS from a hand job?
I mean, if you got sore hands and you've been working on
it. If you jerk it into your mouth.
I know a gay guy who claims he got it from a hand job because he had a cut on the back of his hand, and he said the guy jizzed onto the cut.
Yeah, but that would have to be a lot of jizz, and that'd be a deep cut.
So the jizz.
He'd have to fuck him in the cut, I think.
I think so, too, yeah.
There's friction on the penis. There's micro...
It's not about friction.
Maybe if he had the stigmata, you know what I mean? Maybe then, like, if he...
No, but it's all about the semen. That's really where it's transmitted.
It is all about the semen.
It's always about the semen.
Yeah, it's always. If it goes up the butt, then you got a pretty good chance of getting AIDS.
Yeah, that's even more probable because the lining of the anus is very thin.
It's kinetic energy.
Speak for yourself.
Very thin. No, it is for all of us because we're human.
Now, what are the odds a man gets it from a woman through vaginal sex?
Much less. I would say it's probably, I want to say off the top of my head, 30 to 40%.
30 to 40% less? No, it's like way less.
Yeah, I mean, for a woman, it's so much higher.
For something like that, it would almost have to be magic.
Johnson.
He got AIDS.
Well done.
Yeah, but he's okay now.
No, he doesn't have AIDS. He has HIV.
He's cured, though. He doesn't even have that now.
He has the cure. He acts like he still has it, but he doesn't have it, but he says he has it.
He doesn't have AIDS.
He
has not publicly come out and said, I have AIDS.
Well, he said he wanted to be a spokesman for the HIV virus.
Yeah, well, HIV and AIDS are different because once you have AIDS, you have a T cell count less than 50.
It sounds like he was going to say, like, you know, HIV is not so bad. You know?
Well, HIV gets a bad rap. If you have Johnson Healthcare, then it's not so bad.
HIV, you not the death sentence it was for your older brother.
That's right.
Well, it depends on what kind of
then again, you know, really, a death sentence takes so long to enact. A death sentence isn't a death sentence anymore either.
I got Blue Cross Blue Shield. Would that protect me from AIDS?
It depends on what kind of plane you have. And nothing's going to protect you from AIDS.
Put it in front of your butthole. With the shield. That's the main thing, man. If you don't get ass fucked, you're probably not going to get AIDS.
No, I don't get ass fucked.
Nah, that's not right.
You fucking women, right?
Yeah, fuck women. All kinds of women. I fuck women, man. Female women, you know what I mean?
Yeah, girls.
Female humans.
Female genitalia.
AIDS be tripping! AIDS be tripping! Yeah.
Magic Johnson only has HIV. That's my new thing. Because his T-cell count is not falling beneath 50. I just want to make that very clear.
Wait, how do you know this?
Because he has never publicly come out and said, I have AIDS. I'm just distinguishing AIDS from HIV.
I never said I got a blowjob from a vacuum cleaner when I was 14.
Doesn't mean
I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Maybe. I think it's very unlikely that he has AIDS because he's still with us.
Because you mean HIV is what he has. You make a big distinction.
Yes.
Yeah. Jill, we fuck Susie.
Your T cells are above 50 for HIV.
Now what are T cells?
T helper cells are the ones that help you in your immune system. They have
T helper cells?
Yep. You have T helper cells. You have T helper cells. They help you fight disease.
They're like T's.
They're like T fighter cells, sort of.
Yes.
Could we call them Mr. T cells, just to make it fun?
I pity the fool. Give me AIDS.
While we're doing wordplay puns on celebrities, I got
one. Are we?
Yeah. Mr. T cells.
He said that already. He just said
it. Yeah. Well, no, I got one. It helps fight disease Dansari.
What's the joke?
Cop freaks out after driver honks at him for sitting at a green light.
Okay, let's see. Wait, throw that up someplace on a monitor or something. Yeah. Or you could read the facts, whatever. We like to see it, though, because that helps us be sure that it's real.
There is video.
Oh, okay. What is it now?
Well, a simple honk from another driver made a St. Louis cop go so blaring mad that he told the man behind the wheel he was going to get a ticket for excessive noise.
This happened on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
November 8th.
What, he got AIDS? Curb Your...
Different topic, actually.
Yeah, Curb Your Enthusiasm happened on that. The cop got honked at, and it turned into a big thing.
Yeah.
And then later on, the cop reappeared to help sew up the whole episode, of course. He was probably sitting on a jury that he was on trial or some shit.
What is he here for?
What do you mean? Everybody can get honked. You can get honked. Honking.
He's honking. it's in the wheel. Why would I not honk the wheel?
You think you're so good. You can't get honked.
That's my Larry David.
You have a wheel.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's in the honk. It's in the wheel. Why don't you tell GM?
Why did they put it on there?
Exactly.
I didn't see a warning on there.
So we got
Don't honk at cops.
Just gotta gotta have a good
What the heck?
You know, we got
I'm a Jew.
Jewish Jew.
Can we look at dueling
Jews?
What are we going?
Oh, they're blowing up the
dueling Jews.
But what is that?
Oh, okay. Maybe. About the LSD.
Stuck smart ass.
Oh, here we go. What's going on? Is this a video?
What the fuck is this? Let me see your driver's license.
Wow.
This is fucked up.
That broke in like it was actually happening in here.
I will.
Yeah.
For what? For
walking? Let me see your driver's license.
For what?
Tell you what, you're going to either show me your driver's license or you're going to wind up getting a ticket. I'll tow your car and lock it up.
For what?
Let me see your driver's license.
For what?
The word stop for traffic violation.
For honking at someone who's sitting at a green light?
He talks like an asshole. I gotta take
I don't like this guy.
For what? I said this is fucking ridiculous.
Well, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't be a fucking asshole.
You're sitting in a green light. I have to go back to work.
Sure.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I hope you're not in a hurry because you're going
to
be late for a while.
Cool.
Great shooting, by the way, too. You really get the
cop and the guy. Yeah.
He's an asshole and a
I'm not sure this is real.
What the heck?
Oh, you want to put on the acid blown up fireworks?
Don't start yelling shit out for him to put on.
No, because we were.
We're gonna not do that.
Because I will do it.
So what was that about?
Okay.
Well, the guy was super duper pissed.
Did he get a ticket?
Let's find out the unraveling of this story.
Yeah, read the story straight through.
Any news or?
Don't leave anything out. Read it slow. And like, kind of, you know how I like it.
Yeah.
I know how he likes it.
Well, he was going to give him a ticket AIDS. For excessive noise.
Yes.
Wait a second. Wait. Read it like you're on a show. You know what I mean? Don't read it quietly to yourself.
It's giving me some trouble scrolling here.
Oh, boy.
Scrotum?
Technical difficulties.
No scrotums.
All right. Well, I think we probably have enough of that anyway. And we saw the video. The guy's a
okay,
dick,
here
right?
We go.
The guy's a dick. Just yeah. Show your license.
It's not that hard, really. I mean, he honked at a guy. He honked at a cop. I don't know if you can get a ticket for honking at a cop. But you should know. This might not go over.
He knew. That's a lefty right there. He hates the cops. Look, white guy with a pinky ring in where? St. Louis? They don't even wear those there.
That's true.
Yeah.
Definitely a transplant.
Right.
But they said a minute after the... Oh, my God. Smith had told the newspaper he had not seen the recent Curb Your Enthusiasm episode.
He had not seen it.
Yeah.
Oh.
You see, that was... Yeah, maybe if he'd seen it, he'd see that that was not going to go over.
That's right.
See, that's it's practically a PSA that he's doing over there.
Was that a... You think that was a publicity stunt?
Oh, that's what I said a minute ago, yeah. I think it was a public service announcement.
Oh, PSA.
PSA, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, no, not a PR stunt.
You know, though, we never see the cop, though.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that that's real.
Yeah.
It could be his friend.
Absolutely.
I think it's his friend because, like, why don't you stop being a fucking asshole? That's not what cops say.
Yeah. You see the PSA for...
I don't think it's real. I think it's fake news.
Pee Wee Herman to stop smoking... Oh, for people to stop smoking crack, he does a PSA.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you ever
seen it? I haven't seen it. Let's look at it.
Yeah.
Pee Wee Herman tells you not to smoke crack. Now, you remember shit that I... you remember when Pee Wee Herman was, like, still kind of... He was cutting edge at first. He had, came out, he had Pee Wee's Play. It was like, on HBO. It was a one-man show.
The film.
Yeah.
The big house, the big top.
Well, before that, even, because he did the thing. It was a one-man show, and he's like,
Yeah.
And it was kind of creepy and sort of almost like there were some sexy parts.
Right.
And then they tamed that down for actual kids, which is weird. Be like Mr. Bill actually being a kid's show.
Yeah, but they still had, like, the secret adult themes and jokes that were overriding. But now kids were watching it. It was better when it was just, like, creepy for adults.
Well, I don't know if they're watching it now. I think they now is you're talking about, like, why did I do that? Now.
What is that?
Now was, like, in the 80s, 90s. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
I remember there was a girl named Shay, and she was really into Pee Wee Herman. And I ended up fucking her eventually after I got divorced. And I have to say, really worth the wait. Yeah, really good. Really good. She lives in Michigan now.
Oh.
So, you know, who knows?
Happily married with three children.
See this.
Her dad lives in Michigan. So.
This is Pee Wee Herman?
Yes.
Okay.
This is crack. Rock cocaine. It isn't glamorous or cool or kid stuff. It's the most addictive kind of cocaine, and it can kill you. What's really bad is nobody knows how much it takes. So every time you use it, you risk dying.
Every time.
It isn't worth it. Look, everybody wants to be cool. But doing it with crack isn't just wrong.
This is getting long.
It could be dead wrong.
Jeez. Oh my God. When did this commercial come out?
Don't even
show. Wow, it would be in the crack era, no later than 92, no earlier than
86. Never seen that.
Me.
That's great.
Oh, that is really intense, huh? You really bummed everybody out there, you know? I mean, I'm bummed.
It'd be fun if, like, the little crack started, like, talking to him. He's got, like, eyes and...
Hi, Pee Wee. Yes,
Mr. Crack.
See, I think he's
crack vile.
He should have been hired by the people that want the crackheads to die.
Hey, kids.
Yeah.
Check out tonight.
Let the crackheads go.
He smoked that crack, and then it became the East Side Dave show.
Didn't he have to go to jail? He was jerking off in a theater.
Yeah,
was
he
in Florida at the time?
A grocery store.
I don't know.
It was in Florida.
Theater.
That was probably part of his. It was court mandated that he made that. Probably.
It was in his hometown.
Porn theater.
He went to in his hometown.
Porn theater. Yeah.
They don't have him anymore.
Sarasota, Florida.
There's one in Brooklyn.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Huh,
it's what? One of the last remaining porn theaters run by this Indian guy right by me. Well, not right by me, but where my school is.
Your school?
Where I take class.
Dizzy school.
English class. Yeah, it's women in fiction, too. Imagine that.
You're reading women in fiction? What are you reading right now?
Kate Chopin.
Cake shop?
Kate Chopin.
Oh, Kate Chopin?
Chopin. She was just like a lady from the 1800s.
Chopin. From the late 1800s.
Yeah, yeah.
What did she talk about?
You know, women's suffrage act. You know, a man caught in a storm
I think women should suffer. I don't understand why that's such a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I don't like the class.
They totally deserve to suffer.
When are we not?
What?
When are we not?
Oh, when are we not?
I'm always suffering.
I don't know.
She had my hands.
It's already happening.
Oh, no. She's got into singing mode.
She's got opera-itis.
Yeah, she does.
Shut that off.
Well, why exactly do you say that? Why are women suffering so much?
She ate that fucking apple.
That's right. That's yeah, so really, it's your fault. Her fault.
She told us.
I'm kidding.
Eve...
You're a cunt.
We're 85, 75 cents on the dollar.
That's wrong.
Complete lie.
Yeah, it's a myth.
You get more than us, actually.
Actually, more of you are graduating from colleges, too.
Figures.
Yeah.
No, it's like not real.
So
JFK passed the Fair Pay Act in, I think, 62.
Yeah, and he was also married faithfully.
Has nothing to do with the law. That's been a federal law since before anyone in this room was born.
It doesn't happen.
Well, at least he didn't run off and marry a Greek.
Oh,
you know, that happened.
Oh,
that's Jackie did that. Jackie, that's where she gets her O. She was Jackie K, then she became Jackie O.
Right.
Yeah.
But
dumb bump.
Oh, the majority of women that I know, and as far as the statistics that have been reported, those are all made
more
by
dick.
People who don't actually report the truth. You can say that. I don't know. Anyway, I'm just trying to help with a rebuttal that you might do. And childbirth. Sex a lot.
But what can we do about that? Men will be having babies in the next 50 years.
Yeah.
You'll be the ones having the babies.
Last week, I would love it if we could have like a seahorse economy.
A seahorse economy? What's that?
Yeah, like, or is, you know,
take the genetics.
Male
and...
seahorses
oh, right.
have babies.
Oh, economy. You mean like biology? Oh. You don't mean like
seahorse economy?
Well, I still mean economy because I think that would be good for our economy as a whole. But it would be just so great if
Germany
men could
does that.
Get pregnant.
Why would that be so great?
Well, because then we could share that task.
You know what? The left isn't going to.
Do share it.
The left
already share it. I fuck you, and then you carry the baby. Yeah.
That's true. That's the procreation. That's not actually.
The left isn't going to stop until white men are pregnant and picking cotton.
Right.
Yes.
That's when now we're even. You get 400 years of that.
Oh, wait. No, time for my 5 o'clock dick in the ass. I gotta do that. Yeah, they'll have that, too. We'll bend over, grab our ankles, and take one up the keister.
Yeah.
Just because of something we supposedly did. I never had all that money. I never got to have slaves. If I'm going to you know what? If we're going to be blamed for that, I would like to have slaves.
Fuck all my slaves every day. Treat them good. You know, when someone come over, like Uncle
Tom. Treat them good?
Yeah, I'd be like, pick the cotton to make it look good. You know, when the senator would come in town, or like Uncle Tom, whatever. You know what I mean? Tom
Uncle
Sawyer,
Tom.
Or, you know.
Tom Sawyer.
Yeah, fucking, you know. And then when everyone would leave, I'm fucking them. They're all sucking my dick. And even after the proclamation of emancipation, they'd still be like, no, I want to be a slave to suck your dick.
Be careful. That Tom Sawyer's got mean, mean pride.
Yeah, mean pride.
Well, that's true.
What's the next story here? Let's
actually didn't really free the slaves. It was just in the states that were bordering, because Lincoln knew that if he freed the slaves that were above the border, it wouldn't really help their cause.
Yeah, and didn't want to go to the West expansion. And
he can also set a lot of really racist shit.
Yeah, he is racist. He was a hardcore racist. Anybody who doesn't know that is just doesn't fucking read.
He looks like a chimp.
He looks like a chimp?
Yeah, look at him. He looks like a chimp with
a lot to unpack.
A beard.
on Abe Lincoln, who is he's the most popular president of all time.
Yeah, but he did.
So what does that tell you? Racism is good.
right? So Frederick Douglass, I mean, like a lot of the arguments that Lincoln was basically like, no, I do not think that a black person or a black man is equal to a white man, but I do think they deserve the same opportunities.
Don't you think maybe he was pandering, though, because you can't just like say something that's completely, you know, he's still trying to get some votes. He's like, I know everybody's hooked in this whole they're not people thing.
No, I do.
So let me just toe the line a little bit.
No, I think that's what he actually thought.
I don't know. There's no evidence.
I would love to go on with you, but
he's taking him at his word.
Yeah,
look at
his
chimp.
He looks chimp.
That is a chimpy picture of him. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
He looks rather chimpy.
Because he has like very like look at his eyes. Look at the chimp eyes.
The four of us are gorgeous.
Chimp mouth.
That's why he could have. You know,
we're better looking than that. If you didn't know that was Abraham Lincoln, you'd be like, get that fucker away from me. 6'5" motherfucker comes in looking like that. You're like, serial killer.
Have you two poles?
Stovepipe hat looking all creepy.
Like, God.
Pleased to meet you.
I have words of wisdom.
Yeah, but he was racist. He just wanted them to have the same opportunities. He didn't think that blacks and whites were equal.
You know, George Washington freed his slaves whenever he died. That's when he freed slaves. They shall be freed on my death. Because he didn't want his worthless kids to get them.
Yeah, Thomas Jefferson just freed, I believe he only freed his son that he had with one of the women that was his slave.
Oh. Yeah, he had a side piece.
Just him, though.
Anytime you see a black kid.
Freed that one?
He was actually
born free.
No, I don't think his son was born free.
His son was born free.
Any black kid with red hair is a direct descendant of Thomas Jefferson. That's a true story.
Any kid with black hair.
Thomas Jefferson's red hair.
I read that in an article.
I've seen that too much.
Time Magazine. Nope. Like 2006.
Are you Googling that ridiculous thing she just said?
No.
The guy with the time machine.
I will later.
Went to I'll see Abe Lincoln.
I'm telling you. What was the question? I forget.
I don't think that Thomas Jefferson's son was born free. I think that he freed him upon his death. But okay, I'm 50-50.
Now you're backing off.
No.
Was Thomas Jefferson's kid born free?
Really, Siri? Can we have a source on that?
All right. Here's Thomas Jefferson. You're on your own. He had a kid with a slave.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Was Thomas Jefferson born free?
No, not Thomas.
My dad says yes, he was.
How about 311? That work?
Okay.
311 is information, right?
Okay, wait. What was the name of that chick that he fucked? Betty something?
Betty Davis?
Betty Slavery?
I mean,
Betty Davis.
That's the other woman.
She's got those eyes.
Was it Mrs. Butterworth?
What was it? Aunt Jemima?
Aunt Jemima.
Miss Butterworth.
So Aunt Jemima, Uncle Benny.
And Noah Bojangles. All right, let's see. I'm going to try to phrase this correctly.
Aunt Jemima, Uncle Benny weren't related.
Thomas Jefferson's child with a slave. Oh, it's a picture of me. Thomas Jefferson. Sally. Hennings. Her last name was Jefferson, though. Because that's what happened just now.
That's called ninjas.
Oh.
Kung Fu. That's some real shit right there.
All right. So, a slave at public arena during first term president, blah, 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 based on documents scientific. He fucked her. Remains the most comprehensive analysis, historical, blah, blah, blah.
Didn't have AIDS
death.
Back then, right?
From polio back then.
Historians believe that years after his wife's death, Thomas Jefferson was the father of six children of Sally Hemings. First of all, he had six of them.
Six black babies?
Including Beverly, Harriet, Madison, Tubman. And Eston Hemings. So it should say right there, born free or not. But it doesn't.
Why do you look at his death and what he did to his death?
Take it easy, you.
He was in
Jefferson's children because they resembled
after
him. Let's see what their father.
That might be the worst father move I've ever heard. Yeah, you know, what do you mean free? No.
I own you. Go out there and work. We all had to.
I read about a black woman who was free and bought her husband and got mad at him and sold him down the river, as they say, deep into Tennessee.
Wow.
Well, Hitler's third cousins were mentally ill, and he had them killed.
You know that there's a lot of countries that have slavery still, and we're not one of them. You know, Mauritania has a shitload of fucking Mauritania.
Oh yeah, Mauritania.
And they're the biggest offender. Like 9/10 of them are slaves or something.
Well, wow. What's going on in Hong Kong with their indentured servants? It's terrible.
And they had to spread their feet and put their toes underneath their feet, right?
Oh, then with China, with the foot biting, that happened for centuries. I mean, there's been...
That's why they have...
...all over the world, which are tragic.
Oh, yes, okay.
I got a story.
She ran out of gas. Somebody wind her up.
I got a story here.
Okay.
This happened in India. Teen killed 7-year-old in school bathroom to get out of taking exams.
Well, that'll do it, won't it?
Yep. An academically weak teenager in India killed a 7-year-old schoolmate because he wanted to get exams.
E student.
Yeah.
And parent-teacher conferences postponed.
There is no B in Asian.
So sorry. I didn't hear you. Somebody was talking. What?
An academically weak teenager in India gave his 7-year-old schoolmate because he wanted to get exams and parent-teacher conferences postponed, he said.
Wow. He killed him?
Yeah.
Well, how'd he kill him? With a knife? He stabbed him?
Well, let's see here.
You know what they do there a lot of times? They'll sick a cobra on you.
Yeah.
In it's India. Yep.
A shoebox.
All he needs a flute. Where is the flute? Do you have a fucking flute?
You know, when I wanted to get out of school, I just contracted AIDS.
Yeah. It never happened in the good old days. All you had to do was shoot yourself up full of HIV.
Cuba.
You take a couple of weeks off.
Doesn't work in Cuba. Indian police arrested the 16-year-old Wednesday for slitting his schoolmate's throat in September. He admitted during questioning he wanted to shut the school to defer exams and parent-teacher meetings.
That was a popular kid for like a week.
But
most of those other kids are like all on board.
What happened to pulling the fire alarm?
Yeah, that could happen. Well, in India, maybe things are different, you know?
That kid was the fire alarm.
Yeah.
If you see a smell of fire, he's got the best smell in the school.
I like the cobra line.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, too.
That's a better one, yeah.
So, okay. Well, that's interesting. Thanks very much.
Investigate. Oh, okay. Well, they thought that he killed him for resisting a sex act.
Oh, really? They think that's what it really was?
Yeah. That's what they initially thought.
Resisting a sex act is a crime.
All the Yemenite.
Oh, actually, I'm sorry. They detained a bus conductor because they thought that he killed him for resisting a sex act.
Conductor?
Yeah, totally different dude.
Conducts a bus.
They thought that he did it.
He's a conductor.
But they have now credible evidence against the teen, who would not be named for legal reasons.
And it's a genie.
Yeah.
The evidence is the eyewitness testimony of a genie.
He will now be sentenced to LAMP for eternity.
We consulted that elephant man with the arms. And
yeah, we know that guy, yeah. Shiva.
Shiva.
The god of death.
That's what he used god to stab death, him. Yes. I used the Shiv.
God of revenge.
Yes.
God of AIDS. The god of AIDS, Shiva.
She whispered it into your ear.
All stabbing in bathrooms.
There was a Catholic patron saint of AIDS. I can't remember his name, though.
St. Kevin Downey Jr.
Oh, there is one.
There's just Pope? So many names that we could have pulled out and just couldn't get there in time. I might have to get her to do that setup again.
Pope Francis.
See, who would be the perfect one to say? Who's a famous queer Catholic?
Oh, man, never mind.
Really? Not the Pope?
Liberace.
But that's not it.
Not the Pope? Not
Liberace.
Okay, let's do that again. Just say the thing you said.
There is a Catholic patron saint of AIDS.
Oh, yeah. Saint Liberace.
Worked.
You got it.
We'll be right back.
Where's your Marlboro?
Yeah.
Wait. Okay, I got to
take a break?
What's his name? I know.
No, we got more.
There's a patron saint of AIDS.
Okay.
Patron saint of AIDS, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, there's a patron saint of losing shit. I know that. It's
patron saint of bowlers.
Christopher, I think. No, St. Christopher's travel. Anthony, St. Anthony is who you like. If you can't find something, you invoke St. Anthony.
And Francis is for pets.
Patron?
Pets?
Pets.
Pets.
Patron?
Yeah, I tell you, this is how good your research is. We're all going, well, how do we... You should be throwing shit at us. Facts,
this
figures.
AIDS, Pee Wee Herman.
AIDS.
Step back here for a second.
Kids.
This is weird, man.
Step back here for a second?
Yeah.
Crazy?
You got to look at this computer.
I walk away from this desk, this whole shit falls apart.
That's true.
If I can't take your place, and then this whole show. No,
that's what I'm saying. You could do that and then steer it off to, over the curb.
Something's
happening.
We're
running
over
pedestrians.
I've got some.
Be a trained conductibus.
I've got some patron saints here if you want to read.
Why do you have a lavender phone?
Because I always lose it, and this is my punishment. See, now I can't lose it.
Oh, right. It was out of the shot. I was like, we have to see it. But that is a very... Okay, go ahead. Patron saint.
Patron saints. Patron saint of charcoal burners would be Alexander of Comana.
Oh, yeah. Charcoal burners?
Yeah. Patron saint of belt makers and nurses would be Saint Alexius.
Was that like the... Was that like the fucking barbecue?
I assume
the barbecue?
So.
Patron saint of Saturday.
Charcoal burners.
Kingsford. Saint Kingsford.
Saint Barbara is the patron saint of miners, artillerymen, and Italian Marines.
Wow. That's like a party.
It does.
Italians really.
Ooh, Saint Basilissa is the patron saint of nursing mothers.
Oh, yeah.
It's my favorite.
nursing mothers. I don't like it when they nurse.
HIV AIDS.
Damien?
Mm-hmm. Leprosy, HIV AIDS, and bullied.
He had them?
What was the third one?
Bullied.
Bullied?
Mm-hmm.
So wait, the bullied, lepers, and people with AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that is really a poor company for the bullied, you know? Even the saint you get is an act of bullying. Yeah. Go over there and hang out with AIDS and leprosy.
St. Bernard of Clairvaux is the patron saint of beekeepers, wax melters, and refiners.
Well, what a boring saint that
There's
would
a
be.
A refiner somewhere out there going, come on, saint, I really need you to come through for me.
Wax or something? Was that bees?
Wax melters, beekeepers, and refiners.
Yeah, there's pretty much a saint for everything.
Patron saint of wax melters.
There's a patron saint of bowlers. For bowlers.
Bowlers?
I'm going to look it up right now.
Mm. I never met a gay bowler. I don't know why.
You have. You just don't know you have.
Patron saint of arms dealers, butchers, and soldiers. That's insane.
What are you doing?
Have I got a gap? Oh, shit.
This is degenerated to an Al Bundy type.
Well.
Pig?
Hey, Pig. I don't want to sleep with you, Peg.
Peg.
That's the way marriage was in Married with Children, right?
Yeah, it was.
He never wanted to fuck his fucking attractive wife.
She was hot.
What the fuck is wrong with this guy? And you go, wait, now I'm old and now I get it. She's always chasing you around. No, trust me. Enough.
Yeah.
Katie Sagal? Yeah, I guess.
I would have done her on that show.
I would have done that Donner.
Yeah.
I'd fuck Bud to get to the other one.
Yeah.
Pig.
Hey, Pig.
Hey, Pig.
Oh, come on, Pig.
Yeah. He's always making that cry face.
I can't find
the way you come in on my face when I do that shit. Thank you.
Lazy fucking song.
Huh. Are they singing Fuck Donald Trump?
Yeah. They certainly are.
Actually, they're just singing the headlines to CNN that day.
The whole nation. Pat Dixon. Fucking you in your ass when a home invasion.
Oh, no.
They were able to determine that no one broke into their home.
So nobody broke into the home. They shot each other?
Yeah.
Well, this is actually a about homeless people. It's a Tammy. She looks like a Tammy.
Yeah. He's got his mouth full of potatoes or something. He lost her eyebrows in a court battle with her ex-husband. The guy looks like sort of like what you think of as the devil. Let's look at here's something from the past. I mentioned this before. Have you? I know that you don't remember, and I know that you don't remember, but you may remember. Okay. Panasonic Platinum. Do you remember the ghetto blaster called the Panasonic Platinum?
Of course.
There's a little song for it and everything on the commercial. Panasonic Platinum, AM FM 8-track cassette. That was a Platinum is the power to get.
It
was a rap and everything. Yeah, we could look at it. They're walking around demonstrating it. How you use it in the ghetto. Ghetto blaster used to be an acceptable term. It's not anymore.
Is it really?
I don't think it is. Yeah, I don't think it's acceptable anymore.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I don't think it's something that, if you say it, people will at least look at you funny. First of all, they're not really around anymore.
Right.
How often do you see a guy with a ghetto blaster? Once in a while. I mean, how often do you see Angel Salazar, you know?
It's a ghetto blaster.
A ghetto blaster is a huge radio.
Sonic Platinum. Crank it.
Wow! Earth, wind, and fire.
Do the right thing.
Look at them. See, they can all listen to different country music songs, country western, and enjoy themselves. That was isn't that something? That's the way life used to be. They would come walking together like that.
Boxes.
We would be so excited. We'd say, "What? Wow!
Earth, wind, and fire.
How can we sell ghetto blasters to white people?"
See, you're supposed to identify with the guy who's excited.
Yeah.
That's what you should know. Panasonic Platinum.
White people always excited.
That could be a hit. That's a great fucking tune. So what do you think of that? You're being exposed to that for the first time?
Oh, you liked it.
Well, no, I like it because it's Earth, Wind, and Fire. Like, it's just, that's one of the better commercials I've seen.
Is it
because
your grandparents
80s.
Made them?
29 seconds.
I get it.
Just an Asian joke. Asian Pat Dixon in the booth.
Panasonic the Panahedgehog.
Ryan Katz. Favorite video game. Yes.
I love the meeting they must have had when they said, all right, we're going to get some Negroes acceptable to white people to sell the ghetto blaster.
And they thought a long time.
Came up with Earth, Wind, and Fire. We like those ones.
They got a big hit. They got some big hits.
But the music they're playing and the outfits they're wearing. Yeah. You could never do that today.
No.
No. That was the crack epidemic. I mean, that was
before gangster rap.
Yeah.
Remember? Those were gangster rap. That came out. We thought it can't get any worse than this.
Yep.
Because with attitude.
My humps.
That's right, gangster rap.
It might be too underground for us.
That scared the white people. My humps.
Yeah, my humps.
Negroes with attitude.
I don't know about those humps.
Wasn't it?
I don't know if we can get that for the kids. Keep that away from the children. They said cop killer. I was like, that's it.
Yeah.
Can't get any worse than cop killer. Now they're shooting the president in video.
Yep.
White Pat Dixon.
Pat Dixon.
Do you know what Bob DeBono's doing?
What's that?
Bob DeBono is traveling with a rap group.
You don't say.
They chase him. He's dressed as Trump on stage when they're singing a song about how they hate him, and he comes out, and like they chase him. That's how he's making a living now.
As the fucking surrogate Trump.
Yeah.
Running away from who?
Some rap group. I don't know which one. I gotta find out.
He's not working for Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, he is.
You're fucking shitting me.
He just told me the
other day. Bob DeBono?
Yeah.
He's working for Kendrick Lamar?
Jesus.
You just called him a rapper?
I know Kendrick,
Kendrick Lamar.
Is that who it is? Is he a rapper?
Kendrick Lamar
is definitely black.
He's huge.
That's Bob DeBono.
It's Trump?
Yeah. Going to make America great again, folks. We're
going to
do it.
That's DeBono.
That's the way to do it.
It is. 100% DeBono.
Look at this crowd. Look at all the women in the crowd. Look at the women. I am going to grow.
Sorry, that doesn't sound like Donald Trump.
Sounds a little like Rich Voss.
Who is DeBono?
This crowd is almost as big as the KKK meeting I just came from, everybody. Beautiful crowd.
Now they're going to come chase him?
His arthritis in his
leg. Yeah. It's going to be so big.
Can you imagine? So if a country music group would have had Obama on stage chasing him around?
Yeah.
Let's lynch him.
Yep.
And you know, can you imagine?
Here they come.
Lazy fucking song.
Huh. Are they singing Fuck Donald Trump?
Yeah. They certainly are.
Actually, they're just singing the headlines to CNN that day. Wow.
Sponsored by the Sox.
Else, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, like, anybody who's that unpopular with people like that, you got to know is on to something good.
Yep.
I don't mean blacks. I just mean rappers. And Bob DeBono, what's he doing? Selling out?
Yeah.
He was, you know, he went from being on Comedy Central. On something. I don't know what show, but he was on something. What was it? Was it John Oliver or something?
Well, I don't know.
Well, she was on some show, and he was Bob DeBono. I mean, he was Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He is Bob DeBono still, but now he's Donald Trump being chased by. That was not Kendrick Lamar, by the way.
Well, no, Kendrick Lamar and YG.
Really?
Yeah.
YG?
Oh, my nigga?
I guess.
That's a very popular song.
That man, he's got some YG. Simplistic ass.
My nigga. Themes. Very good lyrically.
What's the number one song right now?
Let me see.
Keep this nice and dated. I want people to know, this is not a new show you're watching. This has been recorded for some time now.
Unless it stays.
Well, we may never leave this room.
It's Rockstar by Post Malone featuring 21 Savage.
Let's hear what that sounds like.
It's I Hear a Symphony by the Supremes.
Oh, wow.
We taped this a long time ago.
It's pop music by M. Now, there's a song. They don't write them like that anymore.
No.
You know that one?
What?
Pop Music by M.
Pop
Music.
Radio Video.
Can we hear the music?
Cookie with a Suitcase.
What's that chonga chonga?
You're living in a disco.
Pop music.
Forget about the rat race.
Russian guy with no penis.
I want to be a pop singer. Want to be a gun singer? Don't be a pop singer. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Which way you want to go? I can sing as good as M. It's the number one song currently.
Yeah.
Oh, this is awful.
He's a rock star now.
So much worse than I thought it was going to be.
Black people as rock stars?
Turn it up a little bit. If this is like other number one songs, the longer I listen to it, I'll find it irresistible.
Really?
Yes, allegedly. Nice. Well, he's just saying gibberish.
Yes. I heard homies got diggy,
diggy, blah, blah. He's just, those aren't even words.
Oh. Ooh. Marson.
It's French. I don't like how the fact that they, they're claiming rock stars.
It's the shittiest
status.
Video I've ever seen, by the way.
Well, they're
not
stars.
Even visually appealing.
Trying to be ironic.
Look at this. This sucks.
There's cars and guitars and shit.
Oh, ironically, like I want to be a rock star, but
yeah.
It's a shitty video I made.
That started kind
of
with
chance.
Lil Wayne kind of started that whole like I'm a rock star, but I don't play any instruments.
Where's he from?
I'm a you know what? I'm an NBA star.
Yeah, I'm
an NBA
star.
I don't play basketball.
I've never seen a basketball.
I'm a basketball man.
I just go out there and talk about it. Really, rapping is just like talking. And that's not a rock star.
No, I was supposed to do a rap for you. Fuck about the some news. Damn it. But I could do it freestyle if you want me to.
I mean, that sounds like a challenge.
Yeah. I'll freestyle rap battle you.
Fuck yeah, let's do that shit.
Okay. You want a beat?
But we got to end the subject.
Topic. We need a subject here.
Yeah. Okay.
Do him first. Give him a subject.
All right. Well, we have a Florida couple reportedly shot themselves while staging a home invasion to collect insurance money.
Yeah, rap that.
Yo, what a fucking occurrence. I need some fucking insurance. The whole nation. Pat Dixon. Fucking you in your ass when a home invasion.
Oh, no. Why do I get
without Pat Dixon?
Did you just
AIDS.
Say, I want to be.
You just gave AIDS.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
That's the weirdest transmission of AIDS I've ever seen.
How about okay, give me one. Give me a different topic.
All right, let me see.
Something that ends with like, you know, like A or something.
Okay,
like
let me
A
see.
Sound or something I can, rhymes with play and day.
Woman allegedly killed sugar daddy after he ended the relationship.
Oh, okay, go ahead. A woman allegedly killed a sugar daddy after a relationship. It was tragic because now he's dead. His name was Fred. Now he's dead. His name was Fred, and he's dead. Boom.
Damn.
All right. Fred is dead.
Damn,
mic drop.
Holy shit, Pat.
His name was Michael McNew, though. Oh. 64-year-old Michael
Who knew?
McNew.
I didn't know we had to go accurate on these.
You should have Michael McKnown that.
Oh, he McKnowed you.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. You want to hear the story?
I should have had a better Japlan.
No. Japlan, that was
See, that's
good.
A pun worth using only twice. The third time.
I like that video.
Okay, what else?
All right. The relationship between Jennifer Lynn Morrissey, a 33-year-old motorcycle mechanic with a
Jennifer Lynn Morris,
pack.
See?
Yeah. Who had been charged. She was named by a W.C. Fields.
See?
Yeah.
No, he didn't say that one. That was Edward G. Robinson.
This chick was charged with murder, and Michael McNew, a 64-year-old father and grandfather, was unconventional, but one that had seemed to work for them, but it didn't, their relationship.
Oh, it was an unconventional relationship, you say?
Mm-hmm.
And how so again?
For nearly 2 years, outside of Trenton, New Jersey, that's where he lives, he bought her presents, paid her bills, and even covered any court fees from previous legal woes. She referred to him as her sugar daddy.
He must have McKnown that
You're
shit.
You're walking the panel, dude. You're walking the panel.
Whoa.
Look at he's leaving.
What them dead
you.
Mexicans?
See him. Listen, Kevin Downey Jr.,
he
co-host of Trump.
Woo!
Woo! Co-host of Trump.
Trump.
Thank you, Kevin. I'll see you soon.
Later,
all right.
Dude.
Hi, Kevin.
White power.
Bye.
I mean,
hey, wait a second. If our girlfriends are fooling around, you know, break it up.
Thanks, man. Oops.
Oh, man.
I tried to go to a shot of the booth.
Right. That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Can you find the dead Mexicans? I mean, remember, they had to be in the news. Daily
you guys can
news.
Scoot down a little bit.
Must have
dead
been
Mexicans are you talking about?
The decapitated ones. If you could find it in the actual news. The ones that were in the Underground Railroad by me.
Underground Railroad?
Yeah.
Oh, right, them.
Yeah, those damn Mexicans.
Last week. We're done with that.
Oh, but I wonder if that's a story actually would pop up.
No.
Oh, okay, forget it.
How, is that the only thing you know about? We can talk
no,
about
no, it. No. I got a million stories.
I mean, you can freestyle about it. Or
yeah, you whatever you want. We could keep.
Don't
you,
want. I just, yeah. I want to. You're, first of all, take that hat off.
It.
Take that fucking hat off.
Train conductor.
I would not be able to see your eyes.
I liked it.
I see what you're looking at all the time.
I liked it a lot.
It's over now.
And you changed it.
I had to look.
Now I don't feel that way.
It was like you, if you just would have looked up and made a reasonable amount of eye contact, you could wear the hat all night.
I was like his hat.
You're using it to tune me out.
I'm always like looking at the things.
I felt it was a barrier to our
No.
It was.
Relationship. No.
I think it was.
I get shy in large crowds, but now that's done. So it's,
yeah.
I wouldn't take it off.
Not large anymore.
No.
It's a good thing I have this cup here to sort of cover my girth.
Yeah,
I like that hat, that cowboy hat, man. That's
not working. Oh, shit.
Well, I want to put on one of the wigs we bought.
You got a good hat.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll hold it like this. We need a couple of news stories.
Yeah, I got some.
Okay.
All right. So this one right here. All right. So continue with the sugar daddy?
No, let's move on.
All right.
Rotate.
Couple shoots. Florida couple reportedly shot themselves while staging a home invasion in a bid to collect insurance money, officials said.
Okay.
Linza Pelton, she's 36, and Doug Teixeira, 35, reported to authorities in October that two men broke into their Daytona home and shot them.
Well. Did they?
Officers arrived to find the married couple had suffered gunshot wounds and were claiming that $7,000 was taken from a safe.
$7,000?
Dollars.
That's a lot of
dollars.
The
story was that two guys entered the house and one shot her in the arm. And then he came out, he was shot in the leg.
That's too
bad.
But
they were able to survive.
He stole all the Italian beefs.
Hey.
Where was this?
Florida.
Florida.
Fucking Florida.
So,
They were able to determine that no one broke into their home.
So nobody broke into the home, they shot each other?
Yeah.
Wow, where did they shoot each other, did it say?
In the arm and the leg.
In the arm and in the leg?
Yep.
Because that's plausible.
It seems like, yeah.
Hey, you... right in the arm,
want
right in
some
the leg.
Non-fatal wounds?
Give me the $7,000.
Right.
But there's no $7,000.
Yeah.
That's really a weird amount of money to choose, and so they wanted to get insurance. They had home insurance? They had home invasion insurance?
I believe so. They were looking to cash in on that.
So they shot each other.
Huh.
So the couple was arrested on Tuesday on charges of reporting a false crime. Teixeira also faces charges for tampering with physical evidence and giving false information to law enforcement.
Yeah.
It's a felony.
We've never done that.
Oh, shooting each other. That's not a charge right there. Fucking.
I guess it was consensual.
Maybe foreplay.
Wait, the police report said Carson Tyler, which is Pelton's father, one of the perp's father, said neither Lindsay or Doug have two pennies to rub together, he told the police.
Wow.
It's pretty
funny. Would you rub two
pennies? Damning evidence.
Yeah.
They are poor, by the way.
Now, Chitwood, I don't know.
My son is so poor.
Got to rub two pennies together.
Can't even rub them together. Can't even make a fire, a coin fire.
Won't stick.
Yeah, I wonder if that got a chuckle from the authorities.
How about that damn kid who drank that meth? Remember the patrol border guys?
Well, you were talking about insurance here.
Oh.
Insurance fraud. You're a Russian. You guys do a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, pretty much you go to the doctor. Well, there's like 100 clinics in Brighton Beach, right? So you go over there, you go to the doctor, pretty much, and, he says, hey, is your leg, kind of fractured or whatnot? Or is it, and you're like,
I'm gonna ask you if your leg's kind of fractured.
Yeah, they'll hint it. They'll give you an
x-ray.
Yeah, maybe you got a problem here.
Huh? Yeah, and then you like, yeah, I do. And then they write it down, and then they give you $50, you leave, and then the doctor gets like $500.
You're in cahoots with the doctor.
Yeah, you get a little pay, and then they
get $500 from the government?
Yeah, the insurance companies. Ah. Yeah, they get fucking, they get billed for that shit.
And you have to have insurance?
Yeah, the insurance, that's the best.
I have insurance, and I would use that when I don't need to, and I would get a kickback.
If there's no cash taken, especially, that those places, none of them will take cash. And they'll take any fucking insurance.
Oh, okay. Yeah, great.
No matter what
anything
you get.
That pays, huh?
Car insurance, fuck it. They'll take it.
So if you need some quick money, it's not such a bad idea.
Yeah.
Can you negotiate with the doctor?
Seems like sometimes
you could,
it's more.
Because you know that he's like fucking, he's dirty. You can report him.
I mean, well, yeah.
If he agrees to do it, you go, I'll tell you what. I want 80%. Right.
Well, they're connected to buildings owned by that are condos owned by mafia guys.
Oh, so there's the implicit fear of the mafia there.
Possibly,
mafia.
Yeah. Organization.
No more dangerous of and cutthroat of a group than the Russian mafia.
Oh yeah, they came in and fucking. They stole a lot of gas. I mean, they made money off gas. I remember gas stations were closing in you know, all over Coney Island.
Fucking Benson. Russian mafia stealing all the gas.
Yeah, they wouldn't pay the tax on gas. And then them and this Italian guy, what is it, the hippie Don, the hipster Don, maybe, you know, I don't know.
Michelangelo.
Yeah, that guy. And, yeah, they opened up a whole petroleum thing in fucking New Jersey.
All petroleum thing.
Yeah. Biggest, it's a fucking thing because it's
so
big.
They stole all that and it was like all hot petroleum?
Fucking did it all. And they didn't pay any, even less taxes than none over there.
Less than none?
Yeah. It's like negative.
That doesn't seem possible.
It's like the government owed them tax money.
IRS would come and write them a check. You guys stole a lot of petroleum. Yeah. Fuck, you got us.
Yeah.
Man, they really had the system beat, huh?
Oof, damn.
How long ago
it.
Was this?
This is this really happened in the 90s.
90s, yeah.
Started like late 80s, mid 90s.
Then, you know?
Yeah. When I was a kid, right?